there could be a number of different realities going on at the same time. I'm beginning to wonder, as I get more and more calls to this program, Marcus, from people who are witnessing things in the afterlife, strange things, visitations from ghosts or dead relatives, if there aren't realities for just about everything that we really quite can't understand yet. What do you think?
Well, I don't know about that, but the interesting thing is that nature seems to be hitting us over the head at the moment and telling us that there is more than one reality, more than one universe. It's coming from at least five or six different directions. We're being told that this is not the only universe. I can give you a simple example.
Please, yeah.
It seems that the universe is fine-tuned for us to be here. So, the universe is governed by certain things like gravity, which holds together stars, the electromagnetic force, which holds together the atoms in your body. And you can ask yourself, what would have happened if gravity were maybe a few percent weaker or a few percent stronger? It turns out that if gravity were a few percent weaker, then the stuff inside stars would not be squeezed enough and made hot enough to actually create the nuclear reactions that make starlight, so there could be no Earth. If gravity was a few percent stronger, then the stuff in the sun would be squeezed too much. It'd be too hot, and the sun would burn all of its material very, very quickly, so there wouldn't be time for life to evolve on Earth or whatever. Wherever you look, whatever you change in the universe, you would not, if anything was slightly different, you would not have got stars and planets and life.
And that is ever so slightly, too. It doesn't have to take a lot.
Ever so slightly. Yeah. So the question is, why is it fine-tuned? Well, there's only two possibilities. I mean, either God fine-tuned it, or the alternative is that this is not the only universe. In other words, there are a vast ensemble, a vast amount of universes. Somewhere gravity is slightly stronger, somewhere it's slightly weaker, somewhere the electromagnetic force is stronger, weaker. And only in those where the forces of nature are of the right strength do stars and planets and life arise. And therefore we are in such a universe because we could not have arisen anywhere else. It's a rather topsy-turvy logic. It's called the anthropic principle. This is one indication that there are more universes. Now the question is, where are they?
Well, and why can't we see them?
Well, it may well be that the other universes could be in places that we can't see, but there is one place that we know where they are,
for sure. Where?
And that is that we cannot see to the edge of our universe. We can only see to what's called the horizon around our universe.
All right, why is that, first of all?
The reason for that is that the universe began. It had a beginning 14 billion years ago.
All right.
Okay? So we can only see the object whose light has taken less than 14 billion years to get here. Okay, so if there's stars out there and they're so far away, then their light would take 15 billion years to get to us. It hasn't arrived yet.
Okay, is that because of technology or because of time?
Because of time. All right. There hasn't been enough time. So beyond, you know, the stars and galaxies that are 15 billion light years away, their light won't arrive here for another billion years, and therefore we can't see them.
All right.
So there's a horizon around the universe, and it's within the horizon. It's kind of like a bubble. Imagine a soap bubble. And within this soap bubble, there's all these stars and galaxies that we can see. These are all the objects whose light has got here already.
Well, it could be 50 billion years old. Who knows?
Absolutely. And beyond.
Yeah.
Because it could be, and many people believe this, that the universe actually goes on infinitely. You see, the horizon around the universe, which we call the observable universe, that's why people talk about the observable universe, is exactly like the horizon at sea. I mean, everybody knows that there's more sea beyond the horizon. You know, you just can't quite see it yet.
Right.
So there's more of the universe beyond the horizon. So we certainly know that there are other regions of the universe beyond, that we can't see at the moment. Now, of course, every year, the horizon moves out by one light year, or roughly one light year, so we see more objects. And if we were to the universe is, say, 14 billion years old. If we were to wait till it's 28 billion years old, we see a lot more of the universe. So most of the universe appears to be beyond the horizon. So we certainly know that exists. So it could be that this is where there are domains with other strengths of gravity, things like that. But there are other, I heard in your trailer, you're talking about things like string theory.
Yes.
And string theory is kind of an attempt to unify these two theories I'm talking about, quantum theory and general relativity. And it views the microscopic building blocks of the universe, not as tiny little grains, but as tiny little vibrating strings, like little violin strings.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with it, this theory, the strings have to vibrate in 10 dimensions, 10 space-time dimensions. And we live in a universe where there only appear to be four, you know, the north, south, east, west, up, down, past, future. And so the string theorists say, well, six of these dimensions are very, very small. They're smaller than an atom, and that's why you haven't noticed them. But the string theory itself does not say this. It actually permits anything to happen with these dimensions. You could have seven big dimensions and three small ones, or you can have nine big dimensions and one small one. And there seem to be virtually an infinity of possibilities. So it could well be that there are other, within string theory, there are actually other domains in the universe with, with different numbers of dimensions. So, as I said before, there are various indications from various different areas of physics that there is more than one universe.
Could there be these parallel realities, Marcus, out there, where in one, I'm still a child, in another, I'm 90 years old, in another, I am who I am, and, you know, in three different kinds of me's? Is that possible?
Well, it does appear that is actually a cast iron prediction of the standard picture of physics and the standard picture of cosmology.
Really?
Yeah, because the other domains beyond the horizon. So you imagine we live in this kind of soap bubble. There are other soap bubbles. Imagine an infinite number of these soap bubbles.
All stuck together.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, and in each of them, they each have their own Big Bang. But it turns out because the universe is quantum, I told you the universe is quantum. In other words, it's grainy. So if we were to look at space with a super microscope, we'd find it's rather like a chessboard. You know, it's got individual little squares. So there's only a finite number of places within each bubble that you can actually put particles of matter. So this means that in each Big Bang, there are only a finite number of arrangements of the matter. And these will lead to only a finite number of possible universes. Okay, I mean, some universes will have different galaxies to ours and different stars to ours. Okay, but the point is, there's an infinite number of these bubbles, and there's only a finite number of possible histories that these universes can have. Therefore, there must be an infinite number of these bubbles that have had the identical history to ours. So, in other words, where we're having this conversation. There's also an infinite, I mean, I shouldn't say this, maybe, but there's probably an infinite number of universes where Elvis is still alive.